Just the beginning of my dreams of young Alex, who would from then on become a regular. In one recurring dream, I'm in an unfamiliar home. I'm anxious, rushing to get ready for something. I hear several toots of a horn. I look out the window and down at an old transit bus idling at the curb. Above its door, painted in faded black lettering, is the number 142. The door opens and down steps Alex. He looks up at me, squinting into the sunlight. I try to open the window, but it's painted shut. Frustrated, I wave my index finger and yell against the glass for him to wait. I grab a shirt and thread my arms as I run into the hall. It smells musty, but I button the shirt anyway as I skip down the stairs. I look frantically for my shoes. I can't find them, so I open the door and run barefoot into the frigid morning, startled by just how bitterly cold it is. The bus pulls from the curb. I sprint across the frosty lawn and run into the street beside 142 as it takes off up the steep country road. I trace my fingers along the side panel and almost make the door, but the bus accelerates. My lungs ache, the soles of my feet sting. I try to run faster, but my stride gets away from me and, out of control, I stumble to the pavement and skid to a stop on my forearms and chest. I lie there, face down in agony, defeated. My head pounds and my chest heaves. I roll onto my back, gasping, exhaling against the clear blue atmosphere, with clouds of steam rising, swirling, dissipating. I flop my head to the side in time to see 142 top the hill, silhouetted by distant snow-capped mountains, and then disappear over the horizon. Thank you.